Welcome to Fine Motoring with me, David Dondi. For interesting questions or just to find out more about something, or even to comment, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, or find me on @DavidDondi on those social media channels, and of course the podcast on fmr.co.za. Another day, another Ford Ranger model derivative. Well, this one has me shaking. Well, it is a Tremor. This model, called the Tremor, fits in as a lifestyle, less as a lifestyle vehicle than the Wildtrak, but it's more off-road than the regular, but not as hardcore as the Raptor. But to sum up and attempt to unconfuse where I've just confused, if you actually go off-road, this is the Goldilocks version of the Ford Bucky. And for the double cab, it's just over R1 million, but it is a lot of car. No namby-pamby carpets, but washable rubber. It does have some namby and even some pamby, but think Apple CarPlay and wireless charging, and an easy closed tailgate with central locking, and keyless go, and, well, you get it. But off-road is where this one shines. The Raptor, which in previous generations, its absolutely incredible Fox suspension, was my favorite off-roader. But with its new high-performance petrol engine, this is about performance, not off-roading. I'd pick it in an instant for a gravel road blast in order to feel like a rally driver on a special stage. But if you actually want to go off the beaten track, get the Aldiza Tremor, and let me explain why. It gets some proper off-road toys. First, it gets some special off-road turn mode, which essentially locks up one of the rear wheels, or the appropriate one, allowing you to turn quite dramatically. And this was the provenance only of top-of-the-line Land Cruisers previously. It also gets trailer assistance. Hook up the trailer, add it through the touchscreen, where you get to name and save each trailer and its dimensions. So setup is pretty easy. And then reversing is done, not with the steering wheel. You let go of the steering wheel entirely. You do it with a dial. Easy as. For the trailer neophyte, yes, you can do it. Magic. It also gets extra off-road modes and a kind of cruise control when things get truly hectic. Now you say, what about losing out on that Fox suspension that the Raptor has? Well, you get piggyback Bilsteins. Are they as good as the Fox? Well, nearly, but not quite, but nearly, and that is over and above the regular Ford's class-leading suspension and chassis. They add a little bit of height and a little bit of width to the track as well. Oh, and you get some factory overhead switches, A, to make you feel like a wannabe pilot, and B, to add accessories like lights without messing up the stock wiring of the car. What didn't I like? Well, it gets some proper rubber for off-roading on each corner, and that does take some of Ford's on-road quietness and luxury away. But this is the real off-roader, so no actual criticism there. That and the wireless CarPlay crashed a few times. The last thing I didn't love was the 2-litre bi-turbo. Performance was magic through the 10-speed auto boxes we've got familiar with this car. But in this version, it sounded slightly agricultural, and while Ford claims fuel economy in the 7s, I got 11 litres per 100 kilometres. Well, that is with 154 kilowatts and 500 newton metres in its defence. Things to note, it is cheaper than the Wildtrak, but you have to buy your own roll-up cargo cover, and there is no adaptive cruise control. For your R1 million, you get the best Ford for off-roading, possibly the best Bucky for off-roading full stop. So, in summary, if you prefer posing and want the ultimate city Ford Bucky, buy the Wildtrak, and if you want to go actually off-road, consider this Tremor. It's fantastic. That's it for Fine Motoring this week with me, David Dondi. If you have questions or you want to find out more about something, david@fmr.co.za, and you can find me on @DavidDondi on my social media channels. That's DavidDondi, and find the podcast on fmr.co.za.